Black history is American history, and we know it's environmental history, too. It includes people like Ralph Brock, the nation's first black forester, who trained at the Pennsylvania State Forest Academy and graduated in its inaugural class in 1906. To celebrate that history and Black History Month, we're kicking off a new series this year, talking with black leaders in environmental organizations and advocacy in our region. First, we'll hear from the new executive director of Grow Pittsburgh. The urban agricultural nonprofit grows food for communities at sites like Braddock Farms, provides training, gets kids involved in tending gardens, and maintains a garden tool lending library. Its new leader, a native Pittsburgher, has worked there in other roles for over 5 years.
I love food. Food is the one connecting thing that everyone has to do. That's really why our work is key, because food is essential. Making sure that people have fresh food and fresh produce and the opportunity to try new things is what Grow Pittsburgh is all about. I'm Danelle Hewson, and I'm the executive director of Grow Pittsburgh. Grow Pittsburgh is an urban agricultural nonprofit, and we teach people how to grow food and promote the benefits that gardens bring to our neighborhoods. On our farm sites, we grow all of your staple crops, anything that the community wants to eat. So we're not really growing fancy crops for restaurants. We're growing your staples, so your greens, your carrots, your beets, things that you can have in your dinner every week. So for us, our work is always based in communities wanting us to be there. We do not go in and plop in a garden or a community garden where we see fit. It is always spearheaded and backed by a community group who are founded in that community who apply to Grow Pittsburgh to help us support them for 2 years. And then that garden is theirs. A big issue for urban agriculture right now is land access, so making sure that anyone who wants to farm has the space for it and a long-term security on those spaces, especially here in the city. If you're farming on a corner lot, making sure you have access to that land for as long as you need it to, that you're not going to get kicked off by development or someone's coming to buy the property, that you are there securely and you can grow your food for your community. That includes people who have been historically left out of that. And we work a lot in black and brown communities who are, I think, growing food would be a great benefit to their community for the economy and for ownership of their land space. My background is not in urban farming or urban gardening. I actually went to school for history and political science at my undergrad and public policy. But I've always grown in a garden with my family, with my dad and my sisters, like my whole life. We lived in Homewood and we had a really big backyard where we were. And I remember planting green beans and corn with my dad in our backyard. As they've gotten older, it's become a lot more smaller scale. So I grow a lot of tomatoes for my dad. I grow, this year we took a foray into okra. The flowers are beautiful, but at Braddock Farms, our farm manager, Nick Lubecki, grows, I think, a 50-foot row of okra. And it grew about 8 feet tall. And I'm only 5'2". So I was in the okra picking it for hours. And then I came out and I felt like I had poison ivy because it was so itchy. And I was like, I am never doing that again. So I love to look at okra, but I'm very hesitant on touching it again. I believe that any growing that's done in the city is urban agriculture. If you are growing a tomato on your back porch, that's urban agriculture. If you are growing on a city side lot and you're growing 500 pounds of food, that's urban agriculture. It is all about connecting us to the work that we do and making sure we're not isolated. It's been a very busy time, but a very hopeful time. I want to make sure that Grow Pittsburgh is seen as the key resource of urban agriculture in the region. I want that when you think of urban agriculture, the first thing that comes to your mind is Grow Pittsburgh. So we're a resource for school gardens, community gardens, urban farmers, and backyard gardens in general. When you're growing your own food, don't get disappointed if it doesn't work out the first time. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard, but remember, seeds and plants want to grow. That is their purpose. You just have to get the right conditions for it, and everyone can learn that.
Danelle Hewson is executive director of Grow Pittsburgh. There's more about their programs, including an expanded vegetable and flower seedling sale during the pandemic. That's at AlleghenyFront.org.